You're holding down for some chesom at base and banam the Gemara. We'll start over again. The Gemara said that by Maroth and Eretz Yisrael, Masli Hochi. They learned like this, the machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yechanan. That before we had the locha was the Aver, the Yad that came out before Shchita, is that Mutter, it was brought back in again before Shchita. That's the gears we had before. Now in Eretz Yisrael, they learned like this, the machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yechanan. That Rav Oma Yech Leda Levorim, that's called a Leda. If one Aver, if one Yad goes outside the womb, so it's called a Leda, and therefore even if it comes back in again, still it's also has Nisa Trefer on it. For Rav Yechanan says, no, Ain Leda Levorim. He holds no, even though the Yad went out, as long as it comes back in again before Shchita, it's not called a Leda, therefore it's Mutter Bachila. So Mer says, Mad Benai, what's the difference what you learn like this Gears of Eretz Yisrael? A gizel loch of leidah, or we learn a loch we had before stam. If the eva that goes out, does it have a shame issa trefer on it or not? So Mor says yes. Even now, the difference would be lemeisa miyut eva shivetnim. In the case, let's say that roiv of the hand went out, but a miyut, the minority of it, is still left inside. See if you learn it's called a leidah. Let the Eretz Yisrael learns. So according to Rav, even the miyut that's inside would also be awesome. Because it's called a leda on that hand like was born already. So since rape of it is outside, it will be chalan isra upon the whole hand. But if you learn like the first pshat in the Gemara, it's only what goes outside, it went out chutz l'mechitzas, out of the womb, that has an isra trefer on it. But the miyat, the little part of the yad that's still left inside, on that will not be chal any isra at all, even according to Rav. That's not gemina how you learn whether it's called yesh leda or stam, whatever goes outside, has the isra trefer chal on it. Now the Gemara says, he boiled, we have a question like this. The Divrei Yom, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that says, Ein Leida Le'evorim, no, that if even if one hand comes out, as long as it comes back in again before Shchita, it's Mutter, it's not called like was born. Hoitzi Uberes Yoda, what's going to be if the Uber, the fetus, puts out its hand, the Herzira, and then it brings it back in again before Shchita. The Chozav Hoitzi Es Yodoi, then later it takes out the other hand. And again, Vechzir brings it back in again before Shchita. Ashleshlim of the Rubai. That now it comes out of the Maisa robe of the body of this fetus was really outside the womb. Just each little time, each part came back in again. Ma, what's the locha? Mi, Arminadu, I say, Hanofik le Ruba. That most of the body of the Maisa was outside the womb. And therefore, for sure, it's called a Leda. Therefore, it would be also now teat this, even though you make a Shchita on the mother. Or do we maybe know? Kivon the order, since each piece when it went out was less than Raif, therefore that piece by itself does not have a shame later on it. And since it came back in again, it's both of what went out. So Lamaisa Raif did not go out at one time, and therefore still be Mutav Achila with the Shchita same. And in Timtzvon, if you want to tell me, in Timtzvon, that Kivon the order, yes, since each piece came back in again, so it's not called like a lady was done. And therefore, later when you make a shchita on the mother, it's mata the fetus. If so, what's going to be hoitzi uber es yodoi? Again, let's say the fetus puts out its hand v'chotcha, and now the person comes and cuts off that hand. So by itself, could be its ain leida, because it's only a miyut of the body. It's not rov of the body. But now what happened was v'chotcha hoitzi es yodoi. Then the fetus puts out a second hand, and also v'chotcha cut it out. Ad shleshlim l'rubai. Until roiv of the fetus is outside, chopped off. So, what's the locha? Like, do we say, the question is, what's left inside, is that going to be mutter b'shchita same? Me, I'm going to do, I say, ha'nofik le'rubai. Most of the fetus went out already, so for sure it's called the leda. Once it has a shame leda on the whole fetus, even the piece that's inside is also not mutter anymore b'shchita same. It's not called part of the mother anymore, it's called like it had a leda, it had a birth already. Or do we maybe know? Ruba b'vasachas binim. When is it called a leda if most of it comes out at one time? But here, since it did not come out at one time, it's not called a leda. And therefore, the piece that's still left inside maybe is mut b'shchit the same. That's the shayla. So this the Gemara says, Tarshima coming here. Yatapa daf samach tefam aleph. But the Gemara says, it says, Mishnah zeh haklal. This is the rule of our Mishnah, that kol sheba gufoi osa. Any part of the animal itself that was cut off inside remains asa, even though you make a shchita later, it's asa. V'sheinu gufoi, any part that was cut off, it's not really part of the guf of the animal, but let's say the fetus, the uber that's inside, even if you cut off a piece of the uber inside, still mutter. Later when you make a shchita on the yam, it's mutter whatever's inside. So now, the Gemara's Madaik from the Mishnah. Shein gufay, what's not part of the guf, shein a guf is mutter. Shein gufay lasuyi, my words have come to clue that's mutter. Lav lasuyi kai gavna, doesn't come to clue in this case, that even though you cut off each piece by itself, but since it was not a leder, it's still cold inside, and therefore it's mutter v'shchit the same. So here you see that it's not called a leder, and therefore what's inside will still be mutter. Someone says, look, if it's not the pshat, could be since right of it was outside already, maybe it's called a leder. But the pshat, the mishnah is lasuya kolot v'meya para. I mean to say, if in the stomach of the para, it has a fetus there, that fetus, its hooves are not cut, even though it's a simen tumeya, but since it's still inside, that's mutter b'shchit the same. And what's the chiddush on this? V'alibu the Rabbi Shimon, it goes according to Rabbi Shimon Shita. Di'af v'agav di'am Rabbi Shimon, even Rabbi Shimon said that we had before, that kolut means that the hooves of the baby is flat, it's not split, it doesn't have a simen tyra. Ben pora, again, kolut ben pora. This is the baby of the cow. The cow is a kosher animal, but just inside the cow is this baby, this fetus, that has its hooves not split, is asur. Shimon says, if that when that uber is born, it remains asur b'achilu, since it doesn't have its own simonim tyra. So chiddush is han immediately. When does Rabbi Shimon say that uber is that baby's asur? Heichid yatzal avro oilam. Only after it's born, after it comes out to the world, comes out to the ear of the world. Avol b'nei imoy, if it wasn't born yet, but rather you go and make a shchita on the pregnant pura. And after you make a shchit, you open up the mother and you find this vlad, this uber inside there, even though it doesn't have simonim, it doesn't have the prusos split, still shari, still it's mut. That's what Mishnah means to say. That anything that's not part of the guf of the animal, the fetus, any type of a fetus, becomes mutter. But maybe only if rave of it was not out. But in the case before where pieces by pieces went out and you cut off each piece, Lamaisa, since rave is outside already, maybe that is considered a later. And therefore, what's inside will also be yasa. So, because you have no proof from our Mishnah. The Gemara says, "Boi Rav Chanina." Rav Chanina has a shout like this: what's going to be hoitzi uber es yodoi biyazara? Let's say the uber, the behema, was inside the yazara, inside the Beis Hamikdash, and in the Beis Hamikdash, the uber, the fetus, puts out his hands. So, ma, what's going to be the locha? Again, according to Rav, that said it should be yasa. Here is a shout like Mahu. Since inside the Yazor, inside the Beis Hamikdash, this is the Mechitza where you can make Bechal the Shechit of Kochim. It's also called Mechitza for this Uber. See, even though the Yad went outside of the womb, maybe it's still called in the Mechitza of the Yazor that the Shechit is saying would be Matarit. Or do we maybe know? The Gabi Dahai, Lav Mechitza, but negate to this fetus, the Mechitza is not the Yazor. But the mechitza is the behema, the mother, the womb itself. The mechitza is uber imahu, because the mechitza, the uber, is its mother, the womb of the mother. So maybe as long as it went outside, it should be, have a psul trefer on it. That's the shayla. So that's the shayla. If you're inside the azor in the Beis Hamikdash by behemas kodshim, do I say migu that the mechitza of the Beis Hamikdash is the mechitza for the psul yotze of the korban? So maybe that's also the mechitza for this psul yotze of the uber, of the aver. And if the aver, there won't be a chal, and it's a trefer on this aver, even though it went out of the womb. Or else maybe know that the mechitzas of the aver should be the womb of the mother. Samara says, Omalei Abaye, Abaye says back, V'tiberlo, hachem idin yethakasho, kotshim kalim v'yushlayim, why don't you ask a shalom b'chlal, if you have a kom shlomim, a kotshim kalim, is the mechitzi yushlayim, since you keep it inside yushlayim, why don't you ask a shalom about that? Samara says, Kochim Kalim Yushlayim, my time alokim boy locho. Why didn't you ask the Shaila about if you have a Kochim Kalim inside Yushlayim? The Mechitzas Uber Imahu, because you know for sure that the Mechitz of the Uber is its womb of the mother. And once it goes outside the mother, it should be a psul of Treifom. If so, Hachinam here also, even by Kochim. Mechitzas Uber Imahu. Like, what's your Shaila? Avada negated this Issa Treifom. It's negayah, the mechitza of the mother. And as long as the uber puts out its yad from the womb of the mother, that's called the yotzam and mechitzasa, and according to Rav, it's already chal, the yisatrefam, so even though it's brought back in again, still it would remain with the Issa Treifa. Now the Gemara says, Boy Ilfa, Ilfa has a shawl like this. What's going to be Hoitzi Uberes Yodoi Vein Simin LeSimin? Let's say you go to Shech the mother, and when you start off the Shechita, the Uber was inside the stomach. By the first Simin was inside. Then after you finish Shech and the first Simin of the mother, then the Uber, the fetus, puts out its hand. And according to Rav, or when the hand is outside, it's according to everybody, when the hand is outside, it's not Mutter B'Shechita same. The question is, Ma'u, does at least the Shechita help that this Yad would not have an Issa Nevela, would not have a Tumas Nevela on it? We had before, according to Chachamim, that the Shechita same, even though the Yad is outside the womb, our Kopon of the Shechita same is like a Shechita on a Treifa that takes up Tumas Nevela. See, that's the Shala. Ma'u. Mi mitzdar simin rishla simin shein v'taramadei nevela eloi. Does the first simin help to mitzdar for the second simin? But the question is, the first simin shchito was really matter that ever that yad even bachila. Now by the second shchit, it's not matter with bachila anymore. There's nisa treifa chal on it. The shayla rid, does it help to take off the tumas nevela? So could we mitzdar these two simon even though one is different than the other? On this, Omar Rav says back like this, kal v'chaim, it's a kal v'chaim, nevada does help. The fact that the first shechita done on the first simin was a good shechita, that it was even supposed to be matter this yad to be able to eat from it, is lo yoyla l'tarma de nevela. Doesn't it help for sure that at least we'll take off the tumas nevela? In other words, what went wrong here? That b'shas you made the second shechita on the second simin, the yad went outside the womb. Savada, that second simin is not worse than the first shechita done on the first simin. But since the first simin is matter even bachila, pshita has a kreich now to mitzvah for the second simin to take off the tumas nevela. So nechnami, this yad would not have any tumor, it would remain tor. But also b'adam yosel bachila, l'maisa the yad is outside b'shas the second simin. So you only have one simin matter bachila. It's not enough. You need two simon to be matter bachila. So b'adam yosel teet the seva. But the only Shah only Allah is it's Tor Medina Vela. Boy Rabbi Yemi is a Shah like this. Maho Lochish Lazaroi. What's going to be again? If you have this Uber now, that Bashar Shchitas Aim, its Yad was outside, and then Lamaisa was born this Uber. So this Uber is walking around now, that only its Yad is Ostatit, and the rest of the animal is Mutatit. So let's say now it has a child, let's say it's a male or a female, it has its mate. And it has a child, so the shaila is, what's the lock of the child? Is the child also, is its leg also also, or maybe not? So what's the case talking about? Now that this Ben Pekua went and had a mate with a regular animal that really needs a shechita, if so, ma'ira, hi, the isbe yisura yoytzei, why do you have a shaila? Because this Ben Pekua, this first Uber, it's Yad, that went out before, has Nisa Trefer on it, Fula Ben Pekua the Almanami, even a regular Ben Pekua, where nothing went out before Shechita. In the case where you shechted a pregnant Tara, and then after the Shechita, you took out the Uber and it's living now. So such an Uber, such a Ben Pekua, the Ben Pekua, if it goes and has a mate, lives with another regular animal, its kid is lost anyway. Why? Because the Yomara Mishashi says like this, that Ledivri Yoimer, Choshish and Lezerav, the one that says, yes, we're afraid that he's got to go boss Lezerav. He's like half for the mate of the baby. Is so Ben Pekua Habur, our baby Mal Yisum. A Ben Pekua means this Uber that had a Shechita done to it when it was in the mother's stomach. So really, it's Mutatit now without a Shechita. If it goes and lives and has a baby, is Havlad and Latakonish. No, the baby has no Takana. It's also teeth the baby. Why? Because negate to the father, it's like it had a shechita done to it already. A Ben Pekua is mutatit without shechita. And now it lived with a mate, and that mate did not have a shechita done to it. See, it has like two simonim, and the father's simonim are like cut already. So now it has the baby is considered like it has only one simon, or like both simonim are cut halfway. So you can't make a shechita on it. Therefore, it's called Emlet Akana. So what's your shaila now? That this Ben Pekua, that it's Yad, is also about, it's a treifah, even a regular kosher Ben Pekua, if it has a baby, the baby is also Mechila. So Mara said, Lo Tzricha, the Kiddush here was, the Ozala Ben Pekua, the Kavosai. that this ben pekua, I mean this uber that was born out of a pora that had a shechita done to it, lives now with another ben pekua that's made the same way. So therefore, if it wouldn't have been for this aver that's also avada, their children would also be mutter b'achidu without a shechita. Since both parents are not near the shechita, the vlad would also be mutter without a shechita. But here the shalur is, since one parent, its leg, has this treifa on it, the kasher is mai. Aver, mulled aver, do we look as if each aver creates an aver? So the baby's now leg should also be yasa l'hichas treifa. And all you have to do is just b'chotach le'vishari, just cut off the leg of the baby and the rest of the animal is mutter b'achila. Or do we maybe know, mevalvel zare, that no, when the father like gives birth, l'maisit kid p'shatis, his zera is mixed up completely in the kid. So the father taka has one aver that's also, it's a treifa on his yad. His yad. Now when he has a baby, it's not the pshat that yad is from the father's yad, but the father's kayach is partial, spread out over the whole baby. So say nechnami, then you don't know which part is asa, and therefore the whole plot should be asa bachila. So Moshe nechnami, hod the Rama, then he said clearly that's the pshat. Hod the Rama pshit is pshita, the mevav zara in nechnami, it's considered like the whole zera is mixed up. Whereas the whole baby is mixed up, it's made out of part of that isa treifa. And therefore the whole baby is also machila. Because the imkain, if not going to say that the zera is like mixed up, suma yelit suma. Every blind animal, when it gives birth, the baby should also be blind. It gets psul on the eye, should go into the eye. The kitua yelit kitua. If the leg is missing, it should give birth to a baby that's missing a leg. Since it's not that way, Arab Shita, the Maval Vazare, that we don't say it's a continuation, mama, just like the father's one lame and one, the baby also that way, but rather the lame, whatever's wrong with the father, gets mixed up completely into the baby. Doesn't have to be blind like the father. So in our case, Pshita the Vlad would be Yosa. But rather, Baruch Kimi Berlin. Here, this is our shalos like this. Baruch Kimi Boyalon, Tehema Bialma Regla Behema, Lav Mikoyach Chele Vedam Koasio, Regla Behema. Isn't it like born mikoyach chelav adam, like the parents, the animal, it's chelav and adam is also teat, but it's also, but still visharya, still the baby, it has its mutter, you make a shchita on the baby, it's mutter teat. See, even though it's meval v'zaroi, still it's mutter. So, chinayim eloishin eros, even though the father had an issa treif on its leg, again, the original case was this uber that had its leg out, b'shar shchita seim, so even though the shchita helped on the rest of the uber, but the leg has an issa treif on it, now when this uber gives birth, lemaisa, it's mutter b'achila, the baby. Or do we maybe know, shrei yisuri aminim, the two normal yisurim of chelav adam that we do say becomes mutter by the baby. But losl aminim, something special like the yad should have nisa treif on the third yisur, that does not become mutter by the uber, that's the shayla. Versus leman, who he asking the shayla according to? Ilu Rabbi Meir, if he asks according to Rabbi Meir, shayla, yisur chelav adam, ikid, it's only nisa chelav adam. Ika Issa Yaitse Leka. Current to Rameya, there's no Issa Yaitse altogether. Because Rameya Shchita is that even what's found inside the mother's stomach also needs Shchita. He doesn't know that a Ben Pekur becomes Mutter B'Shchita same. So even though you find the baby inside the mother's stomach, it needs its own Shchita. So there's no din, there's no psul upon the baby. So according to Rameya, there's no Issa upon the Vlad. There's no Issa altogether. And he holds no a ben pekua is mutter. You don't have to make a shrit on a ben pekua. So it's a yaitse ika. There's only a psul yaitse that the eva was outside the shashrit the same. But it's a chelav adam leka. There's no issa dam the chelav on an uber. It's not learned like this. Now the Gemara later yet that gid hanosha noig b'shlil. The gid hanosha is noig b'shlil on the baby, on the fetus. The chol b'yasu adin, the chelav of a fetus is also wasa b'achila. Tivu Rav Meir, the words of Rav Meir. If you do aime, ain't a noy b'shlil, that's not noy b'shlil. And the chol b'muta, who adin, the chelav of a shlil of the fetus is muta b'achila. So according to Yudi, and this fetus b'chad is no issa. Ella, what do you have to say? Kol mikoyach layam rinon, tishori, tenechnami. Anything that comes, ella kol mikoyach layam rinon, tishori. The Rashi says it means Ella kol mikoyach, any time that the father gives off has a baby, so layaminin deshara, we do not say that his issa goes down to the kid and avada the kid is mutter b'achila. Suggests the fact that's because his father had a nisa treif on his leg, so avada, when he has a mate now and has a baby, avada, the baby will be mutav achila. That would not be a shayla. But rather, v'hochu kumi boilon, our shayla is only like this. Malu gumeyas chelboy. Let's say it was a purr, it was a female. Again, the v'shas, it was in its mother's stomach, it stuck out its leg. And you made a shchita then on the mother. So you're going now, according to Man Diyom, it holds that the shchita's aim helps for this vlad, for the uber, but only the leg remains also. And it was a female. Now, when this female gives birth and starts to nurse its own baby, it gives off milk. What's the luck of this milk? That's the shayla. Mal legumei yeshaba, we let it drink the milk. Chela cholav the yama, regular milk of an animal, a cow, loy kevim in a chai dam. It's not cool like kevim in a chai. And it's mutter to drink, vishari. Hai nami, this milk also should also be, loy shino, should also be mutter to drink. Or they will maybe know. Hosimul yisle tekantel yisur vishkita. A regular cow, if you shecht it, it becomes mutter vachilom. But since there's a heter shkita on the whole thing, therefore the cholav, the milk that comes out, is also mutter, even before shkita. But also on this ben pakua, less late the kanta li yisur b'shchita, the leg that's also b'achila. There's no heter to make a shchita on it. The rest of the animal does not need a shchita. It's only this one eva, this one leg, you can't make a shchita. So the leg is mutter. So what's going to be the milk that comes out of such a cow? Is the milk also have part of it, the chilek of the yisur of it, the yad on it? Or maybe no, it comes out of the robe of the animal that's mutter b'achila. So male, the milk is mutter, that's the shayla take, and this remains by Sofik. What's the lock of this milk? Is this milk mutter b'achila to drink it or not? That's like a shayla. Now it says, Nimishnawat choytech me uber, if you cut off a piece of the uber itself and it's in the mother's stomach, so neshchit the same helps. Minolan, how do we know this? The Pasuk says, v'chol behema, afresas parasa. So Udashin, it says, behema, b'behema, it says twice the word behema-like. Is the rabbi says a vlad, it comes to be marba the vlad, that the vlad that's inside the mother's stomach is mutter b'shchita same. So where it says, Elamiyati, so if you call the vlad inside like a regular behemoth, Elamiyati yomaboy, how come you can't make tumura on the vlad of a kachim? Alamatan, how come we learned? Eima mirin, you can't make tumura. If you take a behemoth of chulin next to a behemoth of kachim, Lay Avrim Beyuvrin. You can't say the Avr of this animal should be like Kodosh Tachas the Uber. You can't make a Tumura out of an Uber. For Lay Uvrin Beyvorim. You can't take an Uber, a fetus of a behemoth chulin, and say you want it to be Kodosh Tachas the Avr, the leg of a behemoth chulin, of a behemoth kochim. For Lay Avrin Beubrin Beshlemim. You can't make Tumura on one leg, or even on a fetus, over a shlemim, out of a regular korban. And the opposite also, v'loi shlemim, you can't take a behemus chulun and say you want it to be kaddish, but then take the kedusha off the fetus or off the aver. You can't make tumura out of a fetus. The question is, why not? If you tell me now that the uber is called like a behema, why can't you make tumura on it? So where it says, Eli Radha Amakor, the Pasuk says, v'chol behema, is the rabbi says of lad. It's not some the word from the behema, could be an uber is not called a behema. But from the word v'chol behema, that's to be marba, the vlad that's inside the mother's stomach, is mutter b'shchita same. The yochi, if so, afilu choytech minat chulu minat kloyis nami. Even if you cut off the spleen or the kloyis or the kidneys of the animal itself, also then the shchita same should be matter that. Allah matzan hakum lotan amishna, that choytech min uba shavimeya mutter b'chila. If you cut off a piece of the uber in the mother's stomach and then you make a shchita's name, it becomes mutav achila. But minat chula minat klois, if you cut off a piece of the spleen of the animal itself or the kidneys, also achila. Why? From the pasuk, the whole behemah should be matter of anything of the behemah. So when it says, oh my God, the pasuk says, oisa shleima v'lecha seir, no. Oisa means the mother is only mutav shchita, what shleima, was completely attached to the mother. But a part of the mother was cut off, that the shchita same does not help. Only the uber helps. For the more elamiyativ, so asherchet es abeima. What's going to be if you shecht an animal, you shecht a poro? Or motzabot mus yoin, you find inside the poro something looks like a yoin, like a pigeon. Tishtori should be mutav achila, even though it doesn't have any simonim tire at all, it should be mutav achila. Alam akon, of course, it's inside the mother's stomach. It ashna v'chol beim mashm, anything inside the mother becomes mutav b'shchita same.
Alom Halkam Amr of Yosef Rechon said that Hashrich it has to be someone chefs the behemoth. Well, what about the musyoin? And inside the mother's stomach, you find that the mus, an animal that looks like a pigeon. In other words, it has no simonim tire at all. Is also bechilus, also teat. Bechur, why not? Yedashi now v'chol behem anything inside the stomach because muta bechila. Yeah, and the Gemara being and process v'leka. Still, it has to have process. It has to have hooves like an animal. Rashi says the ochi mash mishtei process of malagera nimsos of hematoichlu. Puleka for the bari elamiyativ. So if you say it has to have simone tyro, call it b'meya paralisasar. Again, let's say you have the paro and it's given birth and the baby inside, the uber inside, does not have its hooves split. That we said before, it's also mutav achila. Question is why? You say no, it has to have its own simone tyro. They don't have its own simone tyro. And tomorrow, Chatan of the Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, that Chatan of Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. That holds what the Dashins pro parsa bebehema toichlu. Rashi says, "Kruok siv parsa siv prosois." So, Eize shetimtza, anyone you find, oy parsa bebehema, oy prosois. It has to be even one hoof, two hooves don't make a difference. But a corporal, even as long as it looks like an animal, it's mutav, it's in the mother's stomach. Avu yoyna, Rashi says, but this pigeon, the yoyna, ain't a leprosa leprosa, has nothing, it doesn't have one hoof, it doesn't have hooves at all. Therefore, that's not mutav b'meya imar. Rav Simi Barashi Yomar, leyerlam kadamet mikara, like we said before, Rashi says, the uber ikr behema, from the word behema behema, would be mar, but the uber also becomes mutav b'shchidas ayin. Then maybe an uber is called a behema. Aye, on that you had a question before the kokashlof. You had a question of that. Ain mamirin. If so, it's called a behema. Why can't you make tmur on it? How come not ain mamirin? So my answer, I'll tell you that. So mani b'shchidas goes according to b'shchim, goes according to b'shchim. The mani b'shchim he to markish tmura l'maisa. That we say there's no din tmur on an uber on the fridis goes according to b'shchim that is markish tmura. To Maisa Behema. Ma Maisa, just like in the loch of Maisa Behema, when you have 10 new Behemas born, Takat Hashem with the one tenth, is Maisa, Eine, Noye, Beavorm, Rubrim. There's no din Maisa Behema, Negev to pieces, or Negev to the fetus. It's only a born animal, Takat Hashem with. May laugh Tumura, the same thing, the parish of Tumura, and in the Hegas, Beavorm, Rubrim. You can't make Tumura on a piece, on one Ava, one limb, or on the fetus. It has to be Shleimim, an animal that's born already. So kids are not because it's not called a behemoth, could be. It is called a behemoth, but tamura is hookish, lemaisa behemoth. So then tamura has to dafka be a live animal and not a nuva. Now the Gemara says, in not tamer, how do we know this yisoid that the ha'ema mirin goes according to Rabbi Shimon? That din we say you can't make tamura is Rabbi Shimon Chita, that he holds you make this limud that tamura is doima to maisa behemoth. The Tanan could learn like this. Omer Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says like this. For Lord the Mekdoshim, by the Pasha of Mekdoshim, Hoimer Raglishozu Oilo, Kulu Oilo. Somebody has an animal and he says he just wants the leg of this animal to be a Korban Oilo. Automatically it's Nispasha the Kedusha over the whole animal. No animal becomes a Korban Oilo. So Mela Af Kishiyomer Raglishozu Tachazu. The same thing, if you go to an animal and just say you want this foot to have kedusha of a korban oiler on it, you take the behemoth chul next to the behemoth kotshim and say this leg should be like that, it's also called tamura. Now, that's what Rabbi Yossi is saying. Now, leman kum hadle, who's Rabbi Yossi talking back to? Elam, if one time, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, go back to Rabbi Yehuda, meyist lu hai svar, do they hold this svar altogether? For a time, you learn like this. Yoch, I would have thought to say, somebody says, just the leg of this animal should become a korban oilo. I would have thought to say, takis nespashit, that te kul oilo, the whole animal becomes a korban oilo. Talmudim, and this the pasuk says, no. Kol asha yitim emenu lashem, yiyah kodesh. Anything you give to Hashem, any animal want to be matish. So idashim emenu kodesh. V'loi kula kodesh. That from it is kodesh, and not those things. If you only want to give part of it, only that one part is Kaddish, not the whole thing. So you did not say it's Pasha done the whole thing. If so, Yochla would have thought to say Teitzel Chulin. Maybe it's not Chal at all, even on the one regal. Maybe it goes out to Chulin. Talmud, the Pesach says, no, Yil, be Yav Yosin Tehei. It remains Taka Kodesh. The one regal, the one leg that you amount, this remains Kodesh. Okay, so how does it come out? Timoch L'Tzorchei Olus. Sell this animal to a person that needs a Korban Ola. And with the Me'a Chulin, Chutz Midme Eva Shebo. Different Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. That Lamaisu was only Chalak Tush, only on the Eva, just on the regal. So when you sell the animal to that person, the rest of the money, the value of it goes out to Chulin. It's only the value of this one regal that has Kedusha on it. So the kids, you see, according to Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, that they do not hold from this Svara. They say, Ragla Shozu, the whole animal does not become Kaddish, only that one regal. It's only Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, and they both say, that Minayin, how do we know to say, that Li'oimer Ragla Shozu, somebody says the regal of this oil, of this animal, should become a Korban Oila. How do I know to say that? Hey, cool oil, that's the Lachataka. That's the Spashit, the Kedushit also becomes an oil. Talmud Lema, the Pesach says, Yiyaz, the Rabbis says, Kula, Yiyaz comes to mind of everything. First of the man, who do we go like? Either of May, because according to May Yeshita, either of May, Rabbi Yehuda, Meisle Hai Sword, they don't hold this far altogether. They don't hold that Ragla Shazum, those things become Kurdish. Elav, the Rabbi Shimon, isn't the verse talking about Rabbi Shimon? So Khurusho, Yisrul Khurisi, Rabbi Shimon is the one that holds the Svara that Ragla Shazu Taka is Kurdish. Alright, turn over, continue on the other side.